Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Nia Dorsey, and this is my co-host, Rashad Holloway.
She said my name right. Thank God.
I thought I missed it.
Nia, don't start. Do not start.
And this is Stay in Your Bed Podcast. Today, we have the lovely...
Ingrid Johara. Hello.
How you say your name?
Ingrid. You can say Ingrid Johara, but actually it's Ingrid Johara.
Ingrid Johara.
Ingrid?
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 Ingrid Johara.
Ingrid? You know she's country. You got to say it a little slower.
You
say LA talk.
Ingrid?
Ingrid?
Johara.
Ingrid?
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 Ingrid Johara.
Yeah, you got to do
the grrr.
There you go.
See, I said a little ranch that came out. Ingrid. Okay.
But people from here like to say Ingrid Johara.
Okay, Ingrid.
Yes, but more easy.
E.G.
Okay, no problem. Ingrid.
Yeah. Okay. So how are you? How's life for you right now? Where are you from?
I'm from Brazil, and I grew up in Rio. I started to learn English 4 months ago. That's why my accent is so strong.
Mm, 4 months ago?
Yes. Wow. I didn't learn at the school. But now I'm here and I need to learn more fast.
That's pretty good for 4 months.
That's
real good.
So, okay, for 4 months, you sound like people that have been learning it from a very young age. So how often did you have to, like, study every day, like 5 hours a day? Like, how...
Two times a week, but
that's it.
Yes, and
for you to talk this good,
there's people I know been here 20. There's people I know been here 20 years, and they talk horrible.
Yes,
really?
Yes.
I think my English needs to improve, but I talk a lot with my friends like Juby and other people, and
he got a thick accent, so I don't know how.
Yes,
Juby's English is different.
I can't understand Juby.
Sometimes say yo, oh mom, but the cook, I don't understand.
I'd be like, huh?
See, when you call him, you got to say Wagwan. Say Wagwan.
Wagwan. What is it?
Say it.
Wagwan.
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 See how we... Yeah, Wagwan.
Wagwan.
Yeah, Wagwan.
It's from Jamaica, right?
Yeah, it's Jamaica.
What does that mean?
It's what's up.
What's up? Are you from Jamaica?
No. I got a brother. He's Jamaican. So it's like...
Wagwan.
And I'm around Juby and a lot of Jamaicans. So, yeah, I'm... The worst thing is when it's a group of Jamaicans. When they talk to each other, you can't understand one word.
Oh, dang. You'd be left out.
It's bad.
I was there 2 years ago. I love it.
Oh, you love it? Yeah. I've been there
Jamaica
twice. It's nice.
So nice. Amazing.
So you're from Brazil, right?
Yes.
So how is Brazil? How was it growing up for you?
I love Brazil. Mm-hmm. And it's so difficult to stay here for now because I miss my country, I miss my culture, my family. And that is amazing. And sometimes people have, how can I say it, things different about Brazil, do you understand?
Like a misconception.
Yes. Yeah. And
how is it? Like, fill us in.
Like... I saw a video today before to come and have a girl, she's from Brazil, and she said, you can go in Brazil and kiss everybody, fuck everybody. And I just, why she said it? Why? Mm-hmm. No, makes sense. Because I don't like when people think about it, think it, do you understand?
Yeah.
Because it's different. Oh, okay. People from Brazil is more open for everything, more of like it to dance. We like it to put a bikini and take it to some.
Yeah.
Yes, but no fuck with everybody. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yes.
And sometimes guys think, oh, are you from Brazil? Okay. Mm-hmm. And
they coming at you like that.
Yeah.
Stand on business. We're like, nah, this ain't that.
Yes.
But like, be a good representation.
But what's that big festival in Brazil?
Carnival.
Carnival. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, okay, like, people in other countries, they think Americans are just like this. So
in
America, for Brazil, back in the day, all we knew was that festival.
Yes.
So a lot of people would think that's all Brazil was about.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? For 4 days, in Carnival, everybody like it to kiss everybody. But
it's wild. Yeah.
When you have the festival, like Carnival, people doing it. But in Carnival, especially, yes.
So what happens in the Carnival? Freaknik?
But the people throw all the words and
do it. Let me tell you, listen.
Because I didn't never know about this Carnival. So
really?
You were old here, too. So you remember Freaknik?
Hey, look,
you remember Freaknik back in the day, right?
Yeah, I used to hear
Freaknik ain't have nothing on Carnival. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Dang, they was doing worse than that.
You need to go in Carnival.
Yeah,
it will be in February.
Yeah, it was. They said that was a man's dream over there.
Yeah. I
Sorry.
No.
But it's not bad. But I'm just saying, Carnival was crazy.
Yes.
It was wild.
So, okay.
They butt naked. They in little pasties and it's.
Were the women getting paid?
And they shake. No,
or they were just doing it for
free. It's just
free.
No, but it's not like a sex party.
No. Actually, have I don't know how to say in English the like a show, and for 4 days, and it's a competition.
Fucking?
No.
Not like that. Just like.
Bikinis
wilding out, dancing.
It's a competition. I don't know our words.
Oh, competition of the baddest?
Having many schools for, do you know samba? Samba like it.
Like samba dancing.
Samba dance, yes.
It's like sexy dancing.
No, it's not
samba's
sexy.
Samba's like sexy.
It's not sexy.
Well, they make it look sexy.
No.
Brazil make it look sexy. No. I'm just saying they make it look sexy.
It's not. Look,
they got videos of this I can look up.
Okay, can I show you? It's not
show
sex.
Me, girl. I want to see.
It's not sex. Look, it's samba.
Okay.
It's not
but
sex.
But they was naked.
But it's the thing. They do it. Okay, Brazil was the capital of, that's when girls, you know how all the girls got their bodies done now?
Yeah.
They had that 20 years ago in Brazil.
So they was getting their bodies done back in Brazil. Like, it was already a thing. We was late to the game.
I don't understand, sorry.
Like, the girls getting their bodies done with the big butts.
They were doing that back then before we found out?
I don't understand.
Yeah, before. Yeah. So imagine seeing them in shoestring bikinis.
Oh, the men thought that was...
Doing samba. Doing samba.
You don't need to be naked.
No, you don't need to be.
But for sometimes girls like naked, and that's it.
I know some men left some babies over there.
Just wanted to cut in real quick. If you could just maybe sit back.
This is
the only place I can't let you go because of the arms. So you're just getting in the shot. So that should be fine right there. Perfect. Let me just make sure. Okay, you guys are all good to go.
I know men had left babies over there. They left them over there in all the other country. They left some kids over there, too.
Don't look at me. My kid's here.
You ain't never been over there?
I've never been to Brazil.
Actually, I'm scared because I don't understand everything you said, and maybe people from Brazil don't like what you say.
No, it's not bad. I dated a Brazilian girl. It's not
bad. My god-uncle married one, but they didn't work out. He sent her back.
Oh, he went over there. Oh, your girl.
She was bringing her whole family over here.
She tried to get to the bag.
You know, I don't need to tell that man business like that. I'm going to be quiet because
God, Uncle, I feel it's okay. I get you.
I'm leaving alone. But so, what made you come over here to America in LA?
I have some events here. I went in New York first for NBA. Don't know, Brooklyn Nets.
Okay.
I was there for, to know everybody, make contents. And after, I went in the Orlando Magic's in Orlando because he played versus Flamengo. Flamengo is from Brazil, Rio de Janeiro. It's a team, yeah. And after, I come here because I started a project in my body.
Mm-hmm.
Because last year...
Mm-hmm.
I did a reality show in Brazil, and this reality show fucked my mind because it's a reality. It's like a Big Brother, and after it, I started to be different, like eat bad foods, and I didn't like it to do many things. I didn't have energy, and one friend introduced me a coach, and he said, Ingrid, do you want to do a project? And I just say, yes, mm-hmm. I can. And in 30 days, he changed my life mm-hmm. and my body. Yes, for real.
Well, in 30 days?
Yes.
So you guys are like pushing that now, like selling. Yeah. Okay.
I can show you.
Check it out.
Give me my phone, please.
So what exactly is it? You said he changed your mind and your body.
Yes.
So was it mentoring? Is it training and mentoring? Everything. What is it?
Like it's when I woke up every morning, mm-hmm. I walk for 1 hour before to eat and walk in the, I don't know how to say in the natureza. How can I say it in English?
Treadmill?
Like
nature?
Yes, natural. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I eat nice things, health things, health foods. And I work out almost every day, just five days a week. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that I needed to show, really.
Was it difficult at first?
Oh, I can't. Just my cell phone is there. Just. Yes. I want to show her and him.
So was it difficult when you first started, like, getting up walking an hour a day? Because, you know, me mentally walking an hour.
Yes, it's sometimes I'm feeling, oh, I don't want to go. But it's nice for our body because we need to shake everything mm-hmm. and
get your mind right.
Yes, discipline. I will show you. Look.
Your nails are pretty, too.
Thank you.
Are you prepared?
Are you ready?
I want to see you too.
Okay.
That hour.
That's why I got quiet. Like,
it was.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge difference. Can you
40 days ago.
40 days?
Yes. You can show. And 40 days ago.
Y'all see that? Y'all can make that out with the blurring. Y'all can see the difference. Y'all see the difference. That's a big difference. 40 days ago.
40 days.
Y'all follow her method. I'm going to follow it.
What is it?
Girl, you look good.
Yeah. And I have a video. You can see because it's not...
Well, I'll go through on this phone. I'll let y'all do that.
It don't have Photoshop. Look. Because everybody thinking, oh, you put Photoshop. No.
Oh, no, that's the real deal,
no
baby.
No Photoshop. It's real.
Okay. Y'all see that? Baby.
So let me ask you, are you promoting this? Nowadays, people use social media a lot. They use Instagram a lot for promotions. Like, are you promoting this on your social media?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but actually, it's the first time I show in like a podcast or an interview. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't post yet. My followers don't know about that.
Okay.
But I will post in 15th, December 15th.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't talk about that. But I'm here, so my followers will see after.
So are you an influencer?
Yes, influencer as well.
So since you're an influencer, you don't think pushing it out there will actually help?
What? Like it?
Since you're an influencer.
Yeah.
You don't think promoting that?
Oh, yes. I want to invite my followers to do the same thing because 90% is girls, mm-hmm. my followers, and I want to help my followers. Like, Don't do surgeries because sometimes
just work out, do it the right way.
You can do it. Sometimes you want to put, how can I say,
boobs. If you want to get your boobs,
boobs. Okay, no problem because you can't work out and have boobs. Right. But sometimes girls doing some things like surgeries, and don't need it. You can work out, you can eat healthy, and you can drink sometimes. Mm-hmm. Alcoholic, eat bad things sometimes, but you can do it. Do you understand what you say?
I understand it completely. So you said that you came here first, and you were in New York, Brooklyn Nets, and things. Where were you? Were you in a relationship or something? Or were you working with the team? Or what made you?
Just for make content there because I'm from Brazil and NBA want to show esports for girls. Invite girls for watch more like basketball, football. Mm-hmm. No NBA. Sports.
And they pay you?
Yes. No, yet. Just events, but I can't for now work here because I don't have all one in the process. And I accepted and I can for an event, but in Brazil he can't pay me. Do you understand? When I do it in Brazil, they can't pay me. But here I just can because it's nice for me.
You come for the experience.
Yes.
You want to experience it and grow. And,
yeah. Yes.
All right.
So how is it living in LA? How is it different from Brazil?
So different because people here is like a movie. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but it's like a movie.
Yeah.
But have two different people. People like you guys. Mm-hmm. I like you guys.
I like you too, girl.
People like, I don't know how to explain, like, and then I don't know the words, like,
oh, bougie.
Yes. I don't like it because I'm simple. I'm a simple
person.
Like
you like normal.
Yes, I like persons with nice vibes. Mm-hmm. You understand? Right. Yes. And that's it. That's
she good. Only been speaking English 4 months and she
I understand everything.
She said nice vibes.
She's giving it. I don't
Thank
know who
you
your
so
teacher
much.
Is, where you learn, oh, but they doing it.
I am super nervous today because, mm-hmm. I need to speak English.
Oh, you're doing good.
Oh, thank you.
So what did you learn? Who did you sign up with?
Who is my teacher?
Yeah.
Lara. She's from Brazil as well.
Okay.
Yes, and she doesn't have accent, but she teach me super well because I think she learned the English indeed, made something like in Harvard. I think Harvard is amazing because she do everything, and I can learn more with her.
Now, I had a question. How did you meet her?
How did you meet her?
How did you meet her? Like, how did you find out?
I asked a friend.
Oh, okay. Friend.
And who is your teacher? And he said, her. Okay. He's an actor, and so he now stay with her, study with her for lose the accent. And okay. She's amazing for it. But I don't want to lose my accent.
Yeah.
So I like it.
So it was natural.
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just said keep practicing.
Yes.
But what are your goals? What are your goals that you want to complete in life?
So I have new goals because in Brazil, I'm famous in Brazil, but mm-hmm. here, not yet.
Yeah.
And that's funny because in Brazil, I'm all my followers is from Brazil. I have 40 million followers.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, how did you get so big?
I don't know.
How did that happen?
I don't
you
know.
You got 40 million followers.
You're likable.
Like you a Kardashian.
Yeah,
like,
pretty
that's
much.
That's like a Kardashian follower.
I did some creator's house, do you know? Like this house, have some house in Brazil, here as well. And put many influencers there. And we started to working like make many contents.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody from YouTube started to follow me, right. And that's it.
Okay, so
after I did some movies and realities and other things, but everything started on internet.
Internet, gotcha. So yeah. Internet. Okay, took advantage of it. Smart. So play a little game. Fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
I can say it, isn't it?
Yeah. My
I
niece,
like.
Yeah,
I like.
My niece,
I like.
She
right?
can ask
okay,
now.
James Harding.
I don't know him.
Oh, dang.
You can show me the picture.
She only been here a little while.
Oh, no, she almost.
You gonna say James
she
Harden.
She said the NBA.
At least, okay, yeah. You did say the NBA.
Yes, but I just.
Okay,
yeah,
Drake.
Drake, okay.
LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
Give her, one more. Okay. Give her somebody good. Give her somebody good.
Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't know.
Okay. I know.
No. Give her, what's her boy? Black Panther.
Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, okay.
So far? Drake.
So, got Drake, no. LeBron James, Michael B. Jordan.
Okay. Kill first. Okay. Well, kiss first. LeBron James.
Kiss. We didn't say kiss.
I don't know.
Did you say kiss?
No. A kiss, kill.
No. Kill, fuck, marry.
Okay. I can kiss. Say again, please.
Kill. Fuck. Not kiss. No.
Fuck.
Kill.
Mary Kill.
No, the guys.
Oh,
the name.
Yeah. LeBron James, Drake, and
Michael B. Jordan.
Okay. Kill Drake. And fuck with Michael B. Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And LeBron James, I can marry.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so good. Okay. So.
She's like, did I answer right?
I think it's good.
That's your answer.
I think that's your answer. You did good. So.
Okay.
So there we have it. This is a wrap with Stay in Your Bed podcast. Stay tuned.